Well, absolutely. It is exciting news that Oklahoma has now surpassed Iowa and now ranks number two in America in wind energy. I just think that's an amazing feat and something that Oklahoma should be very proud of. It puts us in a very good situation as far as our diversity within our energy sector and really puts us on the national stage to be able to offer, Fortune 500 companies that have a desire for renewable energy mix. We now have the ability to offer anyone whatever their energy needs are. We have that here in Oklahoma, and we should embrace that. So as we move into the legislative session, obviously it's one of those things. I think that our elected officials have to understand that this is what we want in Oklahoma, to create more diversification within our economy. And now it's time to go take our energy resources and go recruit more off-takers of that energy and bring them to the state, bring more investment to the state, bring more jobs to the state.
So when you go to the legislature, how do you take this these new facts and figures and standings, into an argument or a discussion, we'll call it, as you talk with legislators about wanting to raise taxes on the wind industry?
Right. Well, I think it's just a matter of education. Obviously it's taking the message of, the jobs that have been created in the state, over $20 billion of investment has been brought to this state. The direct relationship between the property taxes that we currently pay, just like all other power generation, and what impact that has had not only at the county level, but also for local school districts in the 23 counties in which we're invested. And so I think it's important to know that, as we look to create tax policy and set tax structures, that we have to be, fair and reasonable. We have to look at all energy sources and how we're taxed. And, I think that conversation for us today is, today wind, which generates electricity, is taxed just like all other electric generation in the state, and it's ad valorem based. And so to change the wind tax structure, really we're talking about a broader conversation of changing tax structure for all power generation.
Yeah, if you put it on a gross production tax plane, just like oil and gas, how far will that fly with the wind industry?
Well, we've said, that, look, we think that's detrimental to the local level. I think we see, obviously the state desiring some revenue at 23rd and Lincoln is one thing, but to change our tax structure also impacts the local economy and the local level. So, if we were to move to a GPT system like that of oil and gas, obviously for the industry, we're willing to have that dialogue, but I think our elected officials need to know that that's definitely going to have an impact, because just like in oil and gas, there's an ad valorem offset. They pay GPT in lieu of ad valorem. And so anything to move the wind industry to that a tax structure like oil and gas, we're willing to have that dialogue if there's a corresponding offset. In no way would the wind industry stand for double taxation. No other industry in Oklahoma receives that treatment, and no other source of energy receives that treatment.
But still, there's some legislators who are pushing for higher taxes on the wind industry, and that's going to be an issue that you have to deal with here in the coming weeks.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and that's why the wind industry, we've said all along that, if we want to move towards a different tax structure for the future, if we want to set in a new tax structure, FY January 1, 2019 for new projects, we're willing to have those conversations. And in fact, we already pay today 2.5 to 5 times what oil and gas does on a GPT structure. And so what a lot of elected officials are starting to learn is that, We're already averaging in north of 10% GPT on the current ad valorem based structure that we pay today. And so, at the end of the day, I think the wind industry would be willing to sit down and say, look, taxes exactly like oil and gas, if that's where we want to go. But understand that, we would prefer to keep our taxes local where we do business. And we would prefer a larger percentage of that gross production tax in lieu of ad valorem, but we would prefer a larger percentage of that to go back to the local economy.
You know, Mark, it's interesting how this whole issue of taxes on wind and oil and gas has actually grown over the past couple of years. Not too many years ago, you had billboards put up by oil and gas people against the wind industry. Do you think, the whole atmosphere has improved slightly as the state faces this budget crisis and tries to get something out of all energy industries?
Well, you know, I would like to think it's improved, but I still think that all of the rhetoric that we hear about the infighting between industries is senseless. It's to the detriment of Oklahoma. At the end of the day, I think all investors, period, whether it's oil and gas or it's wind or other sources of energy, we all want a stable environment in which to invest. We want a stable tax policy that doesn't change year to year. You know, so I think, you know, in that sense, I think everyone's in agreement that we're all desiring the same thing. It's unfortunate that we have some in the state that have created political controversies to deflect maybe from their own tax structure. And so, you know, I hope that this, at the end of the day, we can resolve all of the political infighting over energy in this state. We're an energy state. We need to be embracing all forms of energy and moving forward to recruit more investment into the state. You know, but it's really difficult when you compare, you know, oil and gas to power generation. It's not the same. But unfortunately, that's the rhetoric that has been driven over the past several years, and it's a false premise. But at the end of the day, the wind industry realizes that if we're going to continue to be pushed into the oil and gas conversation, then we're more than willing to say, you know, taxes exactly like oil and gas.
Are you naming names, those at the legislature who are singling you out and trying to protect oil and gas?
No, at the end of the day, we work with all elected officials on both sides, you know, Republican and Democrat. And again, it's a continued education process to inform, you know, the men and women that are elected officials, you know, what is responsible policy, and to understand that literally the rhetoric and the laws that we create at this state, you know, it sends the message. I mean, you know, this is a global economy, and at the end of the day, you know, the investors that are investing in oil and gas, they're investing in wind, they're investing in other industries. It's all tied together, and I think, you know, right now across this nation, people are watching Oklahoma, and what are we going to do? Are we going to have fair and reasonable expectations for energy taxation? And I think that's an important note for all legislators to realize that, you know, America is watching Oklahoma right now.
The final note here or question, you know, as the legislative session gets underway Monday, what's your gut feeling? I mean, are you approaching this with a little bit of trepidation, a little bit of skepticism about how the wind industry might fare in this session?
Well, I mean, I think there's no doubt that you, you know, you have concerns. But I'm very confident that at the end of the day, the elected officials that represent Oklahomans are going to do the right thing. You know, I believe at the end of the day that Oklahomans as a whole, we understand fairness. We understand what's right. And I truly believe that the body will get it right. I'm confident that our elected officials will speak on behalf of Oklahomans and set and create policy that's fair and it's reasonable for all forms of energy and really for all industries, period.